The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I know I'm not alone when I say this. I know ladies can identify with me when I say I do weird things when my husband here, DJ Automatic, is not around. Hey, it's Friday's Eve. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
That sounded a little sketch. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, so the other day you caught me working out in the kitchen, fully dressed before we came to the studio.
All right.
I do push-ups every morning.
In the kitchen?
I walked into the kitchen and she was laying on the ground and I was like, what are you doing?
He said, I just saw your feet. I have to do 30 push-ups every morning.
Oh, okay.
Now, this morning, I didn't get up to make the coffee, so Automatic did that. And I remembered, oh my gosh, I didn't do my push-ups. So I'm fully dressed. I mean, I've got this cute blazer on, everything. I said, F it. I'm going to do them.
Yeah. So drop down to the kitchen. Give me 30.
So Otto walks in, and I'm at 25. So I'm breathing hard. But I finish, and then I tell him. And then I started thinking about other random things I do when he's not around. I like to look at my pores really close in the mirror.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Right? Automatic is like something, what's going
this
on here? What's going on
conversation
here?
Oh, dude.
No,
we have one of those little, like, magnifying mirrors. And I like to get right up in there.
But I don't pop anything because we don't want to widen our pores.
Oh, I do.
You know, I get that old man pore going.
I love it. I don't know why. It's one of the most satisfying things to me.
And another thing I do is talk to myself. And I mean out loud. And again, you caught me the other day.
I've been catching you talking to yourself since the beginning of our marriage. And I've just gotten used to it.
Full convo. He walks in. He's like, what? Oh, never mind.
Being caught talking to yourself is embarrassing, but it's not that embarrassing.
Because
it's one of the things that everybody does.
I think so.
I keep it in my head.
I don't. Dana has a full voice
conversation.
I can't help it.
I think it's a little bit more odd to keep everything in your head, dude. I suddenly don't know if I trust you as much anymore, dog. That is out there, bro.
You know what Automatic does? It's weird. Anthony, I got to tell on him.
Uh-oh.
He walks around the house before a shower with only a shirt on and no underwear.
Like I'm reverting to my childhood.
Baby. You know how big babies, you know how little babies just walk around.
While little ass hanging out.
Yes. Just hanging out, just a shirt.
A cute little boyfriend shirt. Oh, no.
It's so crazy. I'm like, why are you
just see the bottom of my
That's the most vulnerable thing I've ever admitted about you. That was wild.
And on that note, let's talk about National Day, gross. Anthony A.
All right. It's Guinness World Record Day, dude.
Hey!
Oh, this is awkward.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
No world records right now.
No.
No, none.
Just a lot of shame.
Yeah, all right. Also, a serious one, y'all. The Great American Smokeout is today. It is encouraging everyone to put the cigarettes down.
Yeah,
please
for real.
Do.
This message is brought to you
by the American Cancer Society.
Let's go.
We also have National Check Your Wipers Day. A lot of travel coming up next week, so make sure to get proactive with it, Anthony. I'm talking to myself.
Automatic put wipers on one time, put them on backwards. He's like, I don't know what's going on.
Did you do it with no pants on, dude? I'm just picturing you.
I think I had pants on when I did that.
I'm just picturing you walking around like Winnie the Pooh.
That's exactly what he looks like.
We also got National Fast Food Day and National Button Day, which Automatic doesn't use any of those.
No, for what?
Shout out to the button. Been around since 2000 BCE. Mm.
Oh, hold on. We're airing everybody out. Dana walks around completely naked. At least I have a shirt on, okay?
I'm nude. I don't have a shirt on with my just...
God.
Like Anthony said, I'm sorry, Winnie the Pooh. It's just odd. It's weird. Accept it. Embrace it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there is video that's gone viral of a daughter gifting her mother a luxury gift. Take a listen.
Take your blindfold off. I got you a brand new Mercedes.
Sarah, how did you buy me a Mercedes?
I've been uploading your feet online on Feet Finder, and I got enough money to get a Mercedes for you.
You uploaded my feet? And board a Mercedes?
For you! It's for you!
Sarah!
Mom sounds a little angry. How would you feel? And does mom end up keeping the car? Okay, I'll tell you, we can watch a video. We'll talk about that last in case you missed it. DJ Automatic.
Is working from home good or bad for your health? Well, the experts have spoken, and it is bad for your health. Data from a bunch of previous studies was analyzed, and the numbers found out that working from home actually changes the way that your brain works, and it can weaken your immune system, increase the risk of depression, anxiety, heart disease, even dementia. They say it's because of the isolation. It's bad for you.
Well, you have to be around other human beings. Throughout civilization, we've always traveled in packs, right? We're nomadic, family, friends, whatnot. So working from home, I think it's a good thing for a lot of reasons. First of all, women, daycare, all of that, driving the gas. But you can't just stay there. You have to get out. Going into the office maybe twice a week.
You say daycare, you know? like And women, like, we have to babysit our wives?
No, for the women that have kids.
Yeah, if you got kids...
A lot of women want to work from home now because they don't want to pay for daycare and they don't want to drive to work.
Can be thousands of dollars a month. So if you have one or two or three children, you're barely making it just to pay for daycare. So why even work?
So a little depression to save a little money.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got to balance it.
As a person who worked from home for about 2 years, you definitely have to make it a point to get out and socialize. So like join like some, you know, gyms or go out and some type of activity where you're socializing because, yeah, it could be lonely.
I agree, Anthony A.
And in case you missed it, hitting the snooze button is actually beneficial for your health.
Oh.
All right. According to studies, it actually allows you the opportunity to what they call gentle awakening.
My daughter should be the healthiest person in the world then. Because she does it all morning and it drives me nuts.
Oh, that snooze auto is so mad because it goes off every 8 minutes.
She'll do it for like 30, 45 minutes and I'll finally just scream, turn it off!
I've adjusted my snooze to now like to go off every 8 minutes, and I feel like it's nice for your boy.
I do it too, and it also just gives me like a countdown of how much time I have to get to the studio.
For me, if I'm gonna get up, I'm just gonna get up.
Because I'm your alarm clock. I'm your snooze button automatic. You don't even set an alarm because you're waiting for me to wake you up.
I just wake up naturally.
Naturally, All right, so in case you missed it, there is a video that's gone viral of a woman who gifted her mother a Mercedes. Now she's upset with her daughter Sarah because of how she earned money to buy her the car. Listen.
I got you a brand new Mercedes.
How did you buy me a Mercedes?
I've been uploading your feet online on Feet Finder and I got enough money to get a Mercedes for you.
I don't upload my feet. I work for a living.
You got a Mercedes out of it.
For my feet?
Yeah. I've been uploading your pictures for months.
What is this world coming to? Feet now buy Mercedes?
Yeah, enjoy it. I love you. Have fun.
That was the sound of mom closing the door and deciding, I'm keeping the Mercedes. Period. Are you keeping the car if somebody uploads your feet? Is that a dirty way to
get it? I think this is more of a question for you, Dana, because nobody wants to see me and Anthony's feet.
I actually got nice feet, though, but I understand your point, automatic. Yeah, Dana, what do you think?
What are you doing?
If somebody
Ava's uploading your stuff.
Okay, as the only person whose feet are featured on a feet website, and I have 4.75 out of 5 stars, by the way. I don't know. I mean, the car's already paid for.
The fact that you said that so proudly that your feet are already featured.
I don't even know. You're the one who told me. Automatic.
Well, somebody sent it to
me. How did you find the website?
Somebody sent it to me. They're like, did you know your wife's feet are up there? And it's got a pretty high score. And I was like, why were you looking at that?
I have no idea. I don't know how that happened. And my feet are all broken, too. I've dropped so many tables.
Somehow this has
things.
Become the biggest commercial for feetfinder.com that we've ever done.
Go watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Let's continue the conversation online.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm not a fancy cook. I'm a more home cook person.
Okay.
I make good house food.
You're not fancy, but you're good.
Yeah, thank you, automatic.
You wouldn't win any points or presentation.
No. I'm going to put it on a paper plate and stuff, but I'm going to tell you something.
You're not going to get a Michelin star.
No, I'm not, but I guarantee you're going to eat everything on your plate. And so I have these 5 Turkey Day side dishes that I think every familia should have. Number 5 is menudo or pozole.
What are we starting off with here?
Because you got to have it. I make menudo every single turkey day. Automatic used to say he didn't like menudo. My menudo, what you say now? What you say?
I love it.
It's good.
I know it's a controversial statement to have it as the first one out the gate here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. I don't want to sound too far right, but what's your agenda? All right, we're starting off a Thanksgiving thing with menudo.
You know what, Latinx?
Do you have you have a Mexican agenda here on Thanksgiving?
This is how I grew up.
And they were serving menudo. The first words out of my mouth are, I don't speak Spanish. I'm sorry. Here.
You speak menudo. Are you going to eat it?
I don't like menudo. Menudo's not good.
What's wrong with you?
You never had my menudo.
Number 4, mashed potatoes.
There we go.
You got back on track, Dana.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And you got to put extra cream. Heavy cream, extra butter, and extra salt. If it's not nearly giving you a heart attack before you step up on the table, it's not good.
Going back to the Mexican agenda, if I don't have red chili for my mashed potatoes,
You gotta have it.
That's more of a New Mexican agenda.
I always make red chili for the table. Number 3, mac and cheese.
Oh.
And I want it to be homemade, extra heavy cream. And I really like those corkscrew noodles because all the cream like gets all mashed up in there and stuff, you know?
I see what you're saying.
And the mac and cheese has to be baked. I know some people don't like it baked, but I like that crusty cheese on the top. When you tap it, You know, and you, come on. Number two, I'm sorry, Anthony, to upset you, but if you don't have tamales on your table, what are we really doing here?
I'm all for that one.
Okay, Thank you, DJ Automatic.
We're just here for some shock and awe. If tamales, number
yes!
two, side yes! dish. Those are like appetizers. This is horrible. Go ahead.
Side dish, appetizers, whatever. You know you're going to eat them, Anthony.
What's the next one? Number one's going to be Fidel. What are we doing here, dude? What is it, dog?
Number one is dressing if you're from the South, stuffing everywhere else, topped with the best homemade giblet gravy. Mm. Let's go! Number one is stuffing!
Nice, dog. All right, there it is. I agree with three out of these lists here, dude, but the tamales, nah, dog.
So you can't have no tamales, and I was going to bring you a plate. I'm not going to make tamales.
Dana's queen of, I'm going to bring food. I think there's people in the office. I think you're like, you owe the homies some tacos. You owe me like three meals.
Somebody dude, just quit nothing, here in the dog. Studio. I never gave him his tacos.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your must-have Turkey Day side dish? Tap in 877-730-DCS1.
And what else did we miss?
Hawaiian rolls, dude.
Bread. That's a given. What do you mean, what did we miss, Automatic? What did we miss? Maybe someone listening can tell us that. Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Former assistant of Will Smith claims that Will was involved in a same-sex relationship. We'll play some audio. We really want to discuss this in a different kind of way. I got this story more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
The Yodel Kid, Mason Ramsey, turning 17 today, and Pete Davidson celebrating his 30th birthday.
All right, so let's talk about Jennifer Aniston, David Schwimmer, of course, Ross and Rachel and friends. They are finally opening up about the shocking death of their friend, Matthew Perry, who played Chandler Bing in the television series Friends, and they say that they love him so much, and they're sharing happy text messages. You know, they took screenshots between them and Matthew, and they're sharing all of these happy photos and moments, and that's what they want fans to remember. They both said it's been hard, and that's why they haven't spoken about it, but that he was such a part of their DNA, and he brought such joy to not only them, to the world, right? Wherever you turn the TV on, wherever you're on the world, Jennifer Aniston said, and Friends is on, and they want for fans to just remember that about him. What a great person he was. I think you should take the message
that they're spreading and use it to apply it to your own life.
Yeah.
I'm saying, tell your friends, you appreciate them, you love them. Especially your adult friends. As I venture further into adulhood, it's hard to keep and maintain homies.
Holidays are coming up. This is the time to do it.
Call them up. Tell them you love them. All right, so let's talk about another story that's trending. Travis Scott opened up to GQ magazine, really for the first time, about the tragedies that happened at his annual festival, Astroworld. Some fans actually lost their lives. Many were injured. He told the magazine he thinks about it every single day, that it weighs heavy on his heart because he feels like his fans are his family. And he even rapped about it in a song, My Eyes, on Utopia. So I'm glad, though, that he has been held accountable and has settled many lawsuits. And obviously, moving forward, he's changed his show as well. So I'm glad about that. All right, and then finally, Tasha K. This is the blogger that Cardi B sued for lying.
And won.
She sat down with Will Smith's former assistant, who disclosed this about Will Smith.
When I walked in on. I open the door to Dwayne's dressing room, and that's when I see Dwayne and having sex with Will. There was a couch, and Will was bent over on the couch, and Dwayne was standing up, killing him. Murder.
Now, this assistant says he doesn't care if they sue or not because Jada's already threatening, and he said, let's go. Maybe Jada doesn't know. I don't know.
I'm on the side with Jada and Will. I don't think this guy is too accurate. I think this is a lie. And it starts off with something we didn't play is because earlier he was talking about how Will Smith had a tiny member, which... Come on, dude. You think this dude's vindictive because he got fired, dude? That's the first one thing.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This is a lot to be lying about. But here's my thing: who cares? What does it matter? Let people be themselves. This is why people hide. This is why people hurt themselves. What they do in their bedroom shouldn't be any of our business. No. That's the story.
I could care less what Will does.
Well, then Keke Palmer's mother. You know, Keke Palmer and her ex are not getting along, right?
At all.
He's there to pick up the child, and this is what the mom tells him about Usher.
You gonna harass my daughter? You gonna talk about Usher? Usher is gay.
No, what that woman doesn't understand is that's not her business to be putting out
there. That was wild how you'd be like progressive and ignorant at the same time.
I'm just like, what are you doing?
That was wild.
Let people be people. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing in their bedroom. And we should just love people for who they are and love whoever you want. That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ba-da-ba-ba-bum. They've done it again. Food news is big today. Hey, it's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Friday's Eve. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Big first Hottest Hashtag. According to thebabycenter.com, there's a new champ for the most popular boy baby name of the year. Drum roll, please. Noah is number one.
Oh.
Taking out the three-year champ, Liam, who's moved to second place. And then we got Oliver and then Elijah. And coming in at fifth is Mateo. For the girls, number one, Olivia, third year in a row. Number two, Emma. Third is Amelia. Four is Sophia. And fifth is Charlotte.
I feel like that's all our kids' and friends' names.
I know, really. That's all Ava's names. Ava has moved out of the top five. Ava was top five for a very long time. She will be happy to hear that.
I do know two dogs with the name Noah. So that's that. I mean,
Anthony, that's great. Anybody listening right now with a child named Noah is like, how dare you?
Well, no. I'm going to tell my truth. I have friends they name their dog Noah.
It's a weird dog name.
Yeah, dude.
It kind of is. Yeah. It's like naming your dog Jake.
Okay, first of all, he's a guy who built the ark.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Or no, that's Moses. Or
no. No, that was Noah. You were right.
Stay away from biblical quotes, Anthony.
Not practicing over here, guys.
Not practicing. DJ Automatic Food News.
McDonald's and Crocs are teaming up, and they're releasing a new Croc shoe. So they have the Grimace Croc shoe, which is all purple. They got the Birdie Croc shoe, which is yellow, obviously. They got the Hamburglar, which is a black and white shoe. And last, they got the classic McDonald's, which is just straight up red.
Can you get some like Mickey D's fries, gibbets?
You get all those. And they're on sale right now at crocs.com. And they're $70. The little gibbets will cost you more, though.
Well, how come you said hamburger was more money earlier?
I don't know why they're charging $75 for Hamburglar.
What? Why are we paying more for the thief?
I have no idea.
They're stealing from us. That's what they're doing right there. I think they're ugly. Yeah. But I know they're going to sell out.
Like Crocs in general?
Oh, everybody's mad at me right now. But yeah, they're not attractive to the foot. But I'm told they're very comfy.
Yeah, they're the best, dude.
I will say that we don't have a pair of Crocs in our house.
Not one pair.
Because our daughter doesn't wear them either.
No, damn, dude. Well, if you eat enough McDonald's, that's the only thing you can put your foot in. So, makes sense that they're doing it.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with the Great American Smokeout, encouraging all homies to put the cigarettes down.
Please do.
Yes. Stop making yourself sick.
We also got Guinness World Record Day, so if you want to check out some world records, today's the day to go do some, or maybe you want to pursue some of your own.
You know, that's fun to read with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, and it encourages reading, so there it do is. It.
And we also got National Button Up Day, so if you want to get proper and button up all your shirts, or you want to be a down fool and button up just the top one, you can do that as well, too. And Automatic was talking about Crocs and McDonald's earlier, which makes sense for today, because it is National Fast Food Day, everybody.
Hey, I don't encourage anybody to pull up to the fast food joint every day, but I get it. Hey, mom, sometimes we're really busy, single life, whatever it is. If there's not a Whataburger around, because that's my favorite, I'd go for a double cheeseburger at McDonald's. Mm. It's satisfying, no onions, and it's always good, no matter whether I'm in New York, L.A., Miami. I'm never in those places. But, it's always satisfying.
There is
satisfying.
That comedian, Lil Duval, who he always preaches to people. He's like, whenever you're in a foreign country or somewhere you don't know, just go for McDonald's.
It's
classic. You know what it's going to be, dog.
I can't go wrong with a chicken sandwich. I don't care.
From anywhere on America?
Wendy's has got a good chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A. Now that they're cool with the gay homies, I go there all the time.
There it is, dude. I love it, dude.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
This whole Will Smith thing has got Automatic and Anthony A upset.
Yes.
Here, former assistant of Will Smith, in case you missed his earlier, said this about Will.
And then I saw sexual acts. I opened the door to Dwayne's dressing room, and that's when I see Dwayne and having sex with Will. There was a couch, and Will was bent over on the couch, and Dwayne was standing up, killing him. Murder.
But this isn't what Automatic and Anthony are upset about, which upset me because it shouldn't be out nobody. Will Smith should be able to do whoever he wants to do or whoever does him, whatever the case is. People should be able to do what they want to do, and we shouldn't be involved in their bedrooms. This is why people hide. This is why people hurt themselves. But
talk about it. Mainly Anthony.
The man says Will Smith has a tiny teeny.
Yeah, dude, and there's no way. Will Smith can do whatever he wants in the bedroom, but there is no way that Will Smith has a small hog.
How do you know?
There's because he's because he made a
he
movie.
Was in Men in Black. He,
Man in Black.
That doesn't matter.
Literally has a movie called King Richard.
He was Hello. Muhammad Ali.
Come on, dude. Will Smith exudes prior to the slap BDE, Fats. And there's just no way that this guy has so. Little. You know, I can't believe it.
Because the way
it,
he acts is opposite. Think about. Oh, I don't know, DJ Automatic. He moves very quietly. He doesn't say a lot. Will Smith is loud. He's got to cover up, you know, for that for his smallness.
He's a DJ. What? Automatic is a DJ.
He doesn't talk.
Is there anything louder than a DJ?
I'm not even talking right now.
Exactly. Aye, aye, Automatic. Aye, aye. Because I think that it could be true. The size of a man's height does not determine his, I don't even know what to call it.
The length of his member, right?
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah, there you go. In fact, Ecuadorian men, according to the latest study, have the largest man friend.
What?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
well,
Ecuadorian men average 6.93 inches.
I want to rewind the story, though, because okay, this guy who is claiming all this, I feel like he was probably part of the crew.
The love crew.
Oh, yeah.
The love nest?
And I think that's why he's talking about Will Smith's members, because he got kicked out the triangle.
This is just something that you think happened?
That's what people do when they're hurt about being removed from a situation. They bring up things that they know are going to...
embarrassing. They think I'm going to embarrass you because you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude. Anytime I've been in a relationship with a girl, she's like, oh my God, this is so big, it's perfect. And then anytime we get out, it's like...
I hated you. Yeah, you were horrible. Like,
and you got a little dick.
That felt like it was a personal attack towards me.
Automatic, you said that with way too much gumption.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.